我们直接读圣经。
Now go into reading the Bible.
打开创世纪。
Genesis chapter.
今天要读第几章？四十三章。
43 chapter.
创世纪第四十三章。
Genesis 43.
弟兄们念一节。
The brother will read one verse.
姐妹念第二节。
The sisters will read the second verse.
我们轮流来读。
Let's read responsively.
创世纪四十三章，一二三，那地的饥荒甚大。他们从埃及带来的粮食吃尽了，他们的父亲就对他们说，你们再去给我提些粮来。那人谆谆地告诫我们说，你们的兄弟若不与你们同来，你们就不得见我的面。你若打发我们的弟兄与我们同去，我们就下去给你递粮。你若不打发他去，我们就不下去。你的那人对我们说，你们的弟兄若不与你们同来，你们就不得见我的面。以色列说，你们为什么这样害我？告诉那人，你们还有兄弟呢。他们回答说，那人详细问到我们和我们的亲属，说你们的父亲还在吗？你们还有兄弟吗？我们就按照他所问的告诉他，焉能知道？他要说必须把你们的兄弟带下来。犹大为他的父亲以色列说，你打发童子与我同行，我们就起身下去，好叫我们和你并我们的夫人的孩子都得存活，不至于死。我为他们作保，你可以从我手中追讨，我都不带他回来，叫在你面前，我岂肯永远担罪？我们若没有耽搁，如今第二次都回来了。他们的父亲以色列说，你必须如此，你们就当这样行，可以将这地土产中最好的乳香、蜂蜜、香料、墨油、被子、杏仁都取一点，放收在器具里，带下去送给那人做礼物，又要手里加倍地带着银子，并且将归还在你们口袋内的银子能带在手里，那或者是错的，也带着你们的兄弟起身去见那人。但愿全能的上帝使你们在那人面前蒙怜悯，释放你们那弟兄和便雅悯回来。我若上了儿子，就上了吧。于是他们拿着那礼物，又手里加倍带银子，并且带着便雅悯起身下到埃及，站在约瑟面前。约瑟见便雅悯和他们同来，就对家长说，将这些人领到屋里，要加宰牲畜，预备筵席，因为晌午这些人同我吃饭。加宰就遵着约瑟的命去行，领他们进约瑟的屋里。他们因为被领到约瑟的屋里，就害怕说，你我们到这里来，必是因为头次归还在我们口里带你的银子，我们的错逢下手害我们，强取我们为奴仆，抢夺我们的奴。他们就挨近约瑟的家宅，在屋门口和他说话，说，我主啊，我们头次下来实在是要递粮，后来到了住宿的地方，我们打开口袋，不料个人的银子分量住宿仍在个人的口袋里，现在我们手里又带回来了，另外又带了银子来抵粮，不知道先前谁把银子放在我们的口袋里。家宰说，你们可以放心，不要害怕，是你们的上帝和你们父亲的上帝赐给你们财宝在你们的口袋里，你们的银子我早已收了。他就把西面带出来交给他们，家宰就领他们进约瑟的屋里，给他们水洗脚，又给他们草料喂乳。他们就预备那礼物，等到约瑟晌午来，因为他们听见要在那里吃饭。约瑟来到家里，他们就把手中的礼物拿进屋去给他，又伏伏在地向他下拜。约瑟问他们说，问你们的父亲，就是你们所说那老人家平安吗？他还在吗？他们回答说，你仆人我们的父亲平安，他还在。于是他们低头下拜，又是举目看见他同母的兄弟便雅悯，便说，你们像我所说的那顶小的兄弟就是这位吗？又说，小儿啊， 愿上帝赐恩给你，又使爱地之情化作，就急忙寻找可哭之地，进入自己的屋里哭了一场。他洗脸出来，勉强隐忍，吩咐人摆饭，他们就为约瑟单选了110，因为那些人又摆了一席，也为约瑟同吃饭的埃及人另摆了一席，因为埃及人不可和希伯来人一同吃饭，那原是埃及人所厌恶的。约瑟使众弟兄在他面前摆列坐席，都按着长幼的次序，众弟兄就彼此差异。约瑟把他们面前的食物分出来送给他们，但便雅悯所得的比别人多5倍，他们就饮酒与约瑟一同宴乐。我们把整章都读完了。
We finished the entire chapter 43.
我们今天要继续思想便雅悯到约瑟面前的这一幕。
Let's continue to examine this scene where Benjamin went into Joseph.
当你这样一路读下去的时候，
As you are reading these verses,
你有什么感觉？
How do you feel towards this?
你会发现呢，很许多莫名其妙的事情。
There are many unexplainable things here.
因为这些兄弟再一次到埃及的时候，
Because when these brothers went to Egypt again,
他们根本是很不愿意去。
They were very unwilling.
那在不愿意去的时候，
When they were unwilling to go,
他的父亲没有办法，他一定要他们去。
Your father had no choice but to let them go.
父亲说：“你们再去给我地粮来吧。”
And the father said, "Go and get more food."
他们说：“我不要给你地粮。”
They said, "I don't want to give you any food."
我们不要去给你地粮。
We don't want to give any more food.
因为他们把食物已经吃尽了。
Because they had already finished the food.
吃尽了以后呢？
After finishing the food,
到底是谁需要粮食？
Who really needed the food?
是雅各老人家一个人需要粮食？
Was it Jacob himself who needed it?
或者是全家所有的人需要粮食？
Or the entire family, everyone needed it?
因为当一第一次去地粮所达到的粮食都用完的时候，
After they had finished consuming all the food,
接下去的危难不是单单雅各一个人。
The difficulty that they faced didn't only belong to Jacob.
接下去的危难是全家的危难。
It involved the entire family.
是每一个人都要饿死的危难。
Everyone had to go hungry.
所以我读的时候我感到很奇怪。
So I find this very strange.
雅各没有说我派你们去，我们再要一些粮食。
Jacob didn't say, "I send you there so that we can have more food."
雅各说：“你们去为我地粮。”
He said, "Go and get more food for me."
他们回答说：“如果最小的兄弟不跟我们去，我们不为你去地粮。”
And they said, "If the youngest brother doesn't go with us, we won't get food for you."
这些人难道他们不需要食物吗？
Don't they need food as well?
难道他们不需要食物可以活下去？
Didn't they really need food by themselves?
为什么这以雅各为中心？
Why was Jacob the center of this event?
你们去给我地粮。
You go and get more food for me.
你不让我小兄弟去，我们不为你去地粮。
If you don't let Benjamin go with us, we will not get more food for you.
很奇怪的事。
Something very strange.
这里只给我们看到一个族长的重要性。
You see the importance of a leader here.
一个家长的权威。
A leader of the household.
所有的孩子所做的都是为了家长的意念而去做。
Everybody in the family will have to follow the leader of the family.
这是一个文化。
This is a culture.
这是一个传统。
This is a tradition.
但这些孩子是不是真正为了他们的家长来做事？
But did these children really wanted to follow the father's will?
是不是真正从内心尊重父亲的权威？
Were they willingly following his authority?
如果他们是从过去尊重家长的话，
If they really followed the father,
为什么他们把弟弟卖掉？
Why did they sell the brother away in the first place?
根本没有顾念父亲的心。
They had never considered the father's will.
他们所顾念的就是自己。
They were really concerned about themselves.
自己的感受。
Their own feelings.
自己的利害关系。
Their own benefits.
所以随从自己的意志所做的决定。
They were making all decisions based on their will.
口里面是为你为你
paying lip service to following the father.
其实心里不是如此。
But really, they were not feeling like that.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
so dear brothers and
sisters, 我们另外一边面看见了。
As we see this event,
这个族长要有权威也没有办法。
There was no way he could exert his authority.
因为事实跟他里面所愿意的完全两回事。
Because the children were thinking in a different way.
他绝对不要再失去便雅悯。
He didn't want to lose Benjamin.
因为他丧失约瑟的痛苦。
Because he had felt the misery of losing Joseph.
终身难忘。
He was living in misery all his life.
趁着最小的一个孩子留在家里。
Now that Benjamin was at home,
其他这些骗过他的四个哥哥。
All these 10 brothers who had deceived him.
你们都已经年纪很大。
All of you are already elderly.
你们都已经成家立业。
Already have your own families.
你们根本没有从内心里面尊重我。
You have never respected me from your heart.
你们要怎样我已经 经控制不了。
I cannot control your actions.
留下这个最小的孩子。
I only have this younger son with me.
我好好跟他活在一起。
I want to live together with him.
神的，我最爱的妻子留下一个孩子给我做纪念。
He is the son of my most loved wife.
从便雅悯的身上。
So from Benjamin.
他看到了过去的甜美。
He could see, remember the fond memories with
his wife. 他看到了他真正的爱情。
He could see his true love.
他看到了现今生命的意义。
He could see the meaning of his life.
他看到了未来还有什么价值。
He could see value in his future.
所以这个便雅悯就是等于他的生命。
So Benjamin was his life indeed.
你们现在为什么要把他带去？
Why do you want to take him away?
犹大的口才很好。
And Judah was eloquent.
那个人对我们说。
Said, that person said to us.
他问我们整个家庭所有很详细的细节。
He asked us about the details of our family.
所以我们就不得不对他
说。So we had to say to him.
我雅各最难过的事情。
When Jacob was very sad.
为什么你让那个人知道你们还有一个兄弟在家里？
Why did you allow that person to know that there's a younger brother?
你为什么要告诉他？
Why did you tell him about
him? 意思是什么呢？有些事可以宣布，有些事要隐藏起来的。
Certain things can be declared, certain things must be hidden.
你们怎么这样傻瓜，什么都告诉人家？
Why do you tell them everything?
犹大说，那个人问的太详细。
Judah said he asked all the details.
连我们的父亲都问。
Even about our father.
我们不得不完全诚诚实实。一五一十的告诉你
，you have to be totally honest with him。
所以如果你不让便雅悯去
，so if you don't let Benjamin go with us，
我们就不去
，we will not go。
什么意思呢
？Does that mean？
我们全部饿死在这里
，we will all starve and die together。
不必再商量了
，so let us not discuss this anymore。
要去，就是带便雅悯去
，must bring Benjamin。
不去
，if not，
就是全部饿死
，we will starve and die together。
摊牌到这个地步的时候
，so to this extent of the bargaining，
雅各也没有办法
，Jacob had no choice。
所以一个做家长的人
，so as a leader of the family，
做长的人
，as a leader of the community，
甚至做总统、做皇帝的人
，even if you are a president and an emperor，
到了某一些事态演变到最严重的时候
，there will come a certain time when things are so serious，
没有一个人能够顺他的意思行事
，nobody will be able to follow his orders。
我们的生命中间很愿意事事采取主动。
In our life, we always want to be proactive.
我们面对每一项事情，我们都站在主使、主掌、掌管一切的地
方。We always want to be in control of things.
但是事情不是如此。
But very often we cannot do so.
这样的时刻
，So at this moment,
妥协就变成一个绝对的必须。
Compromise is a necessity.
一个人从来不肯妥协。
When someone is unwilling to compromise,
最后会死路一条。
In the end, he will die.
所以雅各做了这么久人，有这么过长久的人生经验。
So Jacob, having lived such a long life,
那现在没有办法。
Now he had no choice.
他说：“如果你们要把这个孩子带去
，If you want to bring this younger son,
那我告诉你
，Let me say to you,
你们要带墨油
，You must bring the myrrh,
到乳香
，All the spices,
你们带很多最重要的出品
，All the best products of our
place.”带这些宝物去
bring silver and all
还要把上一次你们回来的时候发现的银子怎么没有交上去的全部带去
and to return the silver that you were found having after collecting the rice
再带更多的银子去
and to bring more silver
你要讨好那个人
to please that person
你要对他们尽量贡献
and to give whatever you can to them
使他不加害于你们
so that they will not harm you
所以约瑟才让他去
and Joseph Jacob let them go
雅各让他们去了那么当这些人全部去的时候
So when these people went to Egypt,
雅各讲了一句很难过的话
Jacob said something very sad
他说你们去吧
You go
愿上帝全能的上帝使你们在那人面前蒙恩
May the Almighty God bless you in the presence of that person
释放你们的那个弟兄
He will release the youngest brother
就是西面
To release Simeon
还有便雅悯也可以平安的回来。
And that Benjamin can come back safely.
那他讲最后一句话。
And then he said something else.
我若上了儿子。
If I am bereft.
就上了吧。
So be it.
意思是什么呢
？What does that mean?
如果有一天连便雅悯也要死， if, 我已经预备好了。
Let it be if Benjamin were to die.
你可以想想雅各到年老的时候。
See, in his old age.
做人做到这样没有办法。
He had no choice.
做人做到这样痛苦。
He came to a stage where he was.
做人做到连最后的盼望都要完全丢掉。
He had to give away all his hopes.
他已经完全预备好。
He was totally prepared.
如果我要上掉我的儿子。
If I were to lose my younger son.
就上掉。
Then so be it.
我已经没有办法控制这场的危机。
There's no way I can control this crisis.
他只记得一件事情。
And that he remembered one thing.
愿全能的上帝。 恩待你。
May the Almighty God bless you.
愿全能上帝照顾你们。
May the Almighty God take care of you.
愿全能的上帝使你们在那个人面前蒙恩。
May the Almighty God make you bless you in the presence of that person.
这是完全蒙在鼓里。
This was something was hidden.
他们完全不知道什么事情要发生。
They didn't know what was going to happen.
他们不知道命运怎么摆布。
They didn't know what fate would hold in store for them.
他们不知道埃及的那个人搞什么把戏。
They didn't know what the Egyptian chief would do to them.
就完全处在被动中。
You were totally on the passive
side. 雅各处在被动中。
Jacob was on the passive side.
这些兄弟们处在被动中。
Likewise, these brothers were on the passive side.
便雅悯更处在被动中。
Even more so, Benjamin.
他连一句话都不能讲，要被带就带，不能带就不被带，他就是这样的。
There was nothing he could do.
所以这个情形真是凄惨可。
It was a very pathetic state.
像这样的情形。
So when such a thing happens,
你想象他们一路到埃及。大概讲什么话
？In your journey to Egypt, what do you think they will say?
你们现在讨论一分钟好吗
？Let's discuss for one minute.
大概他们讲些什么
？What do you think they will say on that?
我们这次去死了。
You will be dying this time.
这个弟弟可能会死了。
His brother was sure to die.
我们太坏了。
We are so evil.
因为从前的不知怎么做，随意而行。
Because of our
今天报应来。
Because of our evil deeds, now we have retribution.
所以都是你。
It's all your fault.
都是你。
It's all your fault.
一路都是你来我来。
They will be blaming each other.
没有办法处理这个事情。
There's no way they can handle it.
他们就照照着脚步到埃及去。
So they just went along the way to Egypt.
这些事只有神知道。
Only God knows what's happening.
只有又是知道。
Only Joseph knows what's happening.
这些兄弟都不知道。
These brothers didn't know.
他们完全从过去犯罪的主动性变成受报应的被动性。
They used to be proactive in their sins. Now they are totally on the reactive side.
我告诉你。你年轻的时候任意而行，你老的时候很痛苦。
When you are young, you do whatever you want. When you are old, you will be suffering.
你有健康
，you are healthy.
随便犯罪
，you do whatever you want.
你有体力
，you are strong.
随便害人
，you harm others.
你聪明
，you are intelligent.
随便陷阱网罗去陷害别人
，you scheme against other people.
我告诉你，人生不是如此。
Let me say to you, life is not like that.
当年纪慢慢大的时候
，as you grow older,
你再不能用你的体力随便行
事。You will no longer be able to be strong enough to harm people.
你再没有办法用你的智慧诡计去害别人。
Cannot use your intelligence to scheme against people anymore.
人已经看透你了。
Because people have seen through you.
你所有的伎俩已经用完了。
All your schemes have been used up.
你所有的智慧已经用尽了。
All your wisdom has been exhausted.
现在人的报应开始来了。
Now retributive justice will come to you.
你的体力开始弱下去。
You start getting weaker.
你要逃走的力量也没有。
There's no way you can escape anymore.
所有的困难在公义的原则之下。
Under the principles of righteousness, every problem will come to you.
年老的时候很痛苦。
As you grow old, you will be in misery.
圣经告诉我们。
So the Bible says to us.
少年人
，young people，
你眼睛爱看什么，尽量看。
See whatever you want to see.
你心里要做什么，尽量做。
Whatever you want to do, just do it.
但是
，However，
我告诉你，每一个但是的后面都是很重要的平衡性的争论。
Whatever comes after however or but is very important.
Young, 你眼睛爱看什么，尽量看。
See whatever you want, young person.
你心里想做什么，尽量做。
All the schemes in your heart, do whatever you want.
这表示什么呢
？What does this mean?
神给你自由。
God is giving you freedom.
神把你放在有意志行动的自由。
God is giving you free will to do what you want.
上帝也不勉强你，一定要把自由归向他。
God will not force you to give your freedom back to Him.
他最多只有劝你。
At most, He will advise you.
我儿，把你的心归向。
My son, let your heart go back to me.
你的眼目也要喜爱我的道路。
Your eyes must love my ways.
以色列啊，你要归我。
Oh, Israel, come back to me.
你们回来吧。
Come back to me.
你们被盗的儿女归家吧。
All you.People, wayward people, come back to me.
神只有劝人回到他的面前。
God will advise people to come back to Him.
归回的呼召。
And He will call people to come back.
是从亚当犯罪，直到耶稣到世界上来，整本旧约最重要的信息。
It's the most important message in the Old Testament between Adam and Jesus.
Return ye to me.
回来我，回到我这里。
Back to me.
回到我这里。
I am your God.
我是你的上帝。
神一方面把自由给人。
While He gives freedom to people.
一方面他们没有强制。控制我们的自由。
God will not force us to give freedom back to Him.
一方面给我们有自由行动的可能。
On the one hand, He gives us free will to do whatever we want.
甚至把反对他的力量都放在我们里面。
Even the power to oppose Him.
但是神用他的话来警戒人类。
But by His word, He will warn all humankind.
用先知，用所有圣经的原理来告诉我们要回头。
Through prophets and the Bible, He will command us to return.
这就是全本圣经里面重要的信息。
This is the entire message of the Bible.
其实人能不能回头呢？
Can man really return to God?
人能不能回到上帝面
前？ Can man come back to God?
圣经告诉我们，
Bible says to us,
人自己没有能力回到上帝。
By himself, man has no way of coming back to God.
到新约的时候，
So when we come to the New Testament,
上帝差遣耶稣到世界上来。
God sent Jesus to this world.
基督说我来不是要招义人悔改。
Christ said that he came not to find righteous persons,
乃是招罪人悔改。
But to look for sinners to repent.
人啊，你世上。
Oh man, you are lost.
人啊，你误用自由。
You have misused your freedom.
人啊，你浪费恩典。
You have abused your grace.
你把我给你的恩典放回掉了。
You have squandered the grace.
你现在不能回来。
You cannot come back to me.
上帝借着他的儿子使人
But God, through His Son, allowed men to be reconciled to Him.
这是新约的信息。
This is the New Testament message.
旧约的信息，你要回来。
The Old Testament message is for you to return.
新约的信息，
In the New Testament,
你没有办法。
There's no way you can return.
是上帝差遣基督叫世人与他和好。
It is God who sent Christ so that we can come back to Him.
这就在基督里与他和好的人。
And those who are reconciled in Christ.
上帝赐给他们个使命。使他们传和平的福音。
And God will give them a commission to preach the gospel of peace.
使别人可以因为基督回到上帝面前与他和好。
So that others can be reconciled to God through Christ.
这就是福音。
This is the gospel.
所以神把自由给我们。
God has given us freedom.
成为人有神的形象。
So that we have His image.
人有道德。的基础。
We have the moral foundation.
人误用自由。
When we abuse our freedom.
这就是神尊重人不约束人的一个事实。
God will allow man to abuse the freedom.
然后神赐下预言。
And when God gives his prophecies.
就是先知吩咐我们回来。
Through the prophets to command men to return.
这就是整个旧约的信息。
This is the Old Testament message.
到了新约的时候。
When we come to the New Testament.
透过基督我们才回来。
It is through Christ that we can return to God.
传道书第十二章所讲的这句话。
Ecclesiastes chapter 12 says.
少年人啊。
Oh, young lad.
你眼要看什么你去看吧。
Whatever you want to see, just see.
你心里要做什么你去做吧。
Whatever you want to do, just do it.
但是呢。
However,
下面一句话很重要。
Very important verse,
为你所做的这一切，
for all that you have done,
你都要站在上帝面前受审问。
For all these things, you will be held accountable before God.
这是很可怕的。
This is very horrifying.
其实我们常常讲，创世纪记载的这些事情，是几千年以色列一个家庭的故事，跟我有什么相干？
Many people say that the stories in Genesis are concerning a family thousands of years ago.
我从前也常常想，这是三代。亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各跟他们的家庭的一个家族的事情，为什么我们还要读这些圣经？
I used to think, why do we need to study the stories of three families, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob?
其实不是如此。
It's not so.
因为在这几个家庭的注释里面所发生的事情。
Because from the things that happened to these family,
神特别记载下来。
God has specially recorded this happenings.
不记载以色玛利的事情。
God will not record anything, many things about Ishmael.
上帝不多记载以扫的一些事。
Nor does he record many things about Esau.
但是上帝记载雅各家的事情。
But God recorded many things about Jacob.
这些发生的事情。
Because these stories that happened.
就是整个人性全世界的描写。
It represents the description of human nature.
每一个时代我们真正的写照。
It's actually a description of all humankind.
这些家庭发生的事情。
So from the things that happened to these families.
就是神要警戒罪人要谨慎的事情。
God wants to warn sinners against many things.
发生在基督身上的一切事情
Whatever that happened to Christ,
是神要人从神所给我们的救赎看到了所有的盼望
God wants us to see real hope through the salvation of Christ
这些不但不是与我们的生命无关的
These things are certainly not unrelated to us
真正有机的
These are certainly organic
真正相关的
And really relevant and related
真正带着能力的
And with power indeed
真正隐藏奥秘
And embedded within there is mystery
每时每代所需要的信息
Really needed by every generation
所以又是雅各这四个儿子
So Jacob's ten sons
他们现在从原来犯罪的主动性
So they used to be proactively sinning against God
变成完全站在被动性无能为力解决的问题
Now they were totally reactive No way they could handle the situation
因为饥饿的缘故
Because of hunger
他们必须一次再一次到埃及
They had to repeatedly go to Egypt
当他们到埃及去的时候
So when they went to Egypt
他们带了很多的银子去买粮食 结果呢，不是钱能解决这些问题。
He brought a lot of silver, but money couldn't solve the problem.
所以呢，西面被扣留在那。
So Simeon was captured.
除非他们把便雅明再带去。
Unless they brought Benjamin to him.
那里要的是见便雅明。
What Joseph really wanted was Benjamin.
这里所不要的是放便雅明。
But what Jacob didn't want was to release Benjamin.
完全没有办法。
So they had no choice.
但这一次雅各既然肯牺牲他的孩子。
And now Jacob was finally willing to sacrifice.
表示他对整个人生的晚年完全绝望。
We see that he was totally hopeless.
如果你把这个孩子带去，
if you bring the son away,
你岂不是叫我白发苍苍，凄凄惨惨下一年？
You bring my gray head down to the grave in sorrow.
他不能想象没有便雅明的老年生活是一个怎样可怕的。
He couldn't imagine how miserable it was to be living without Benjamin.
他现在绝望到极点的时候，
and now he came to a hopeless state.
带去吧。
He said, "Forget it, just take it."
如果我的孩子要死了，
if he were to die,
他这里讲的是一个孩子。
He said, "Just one son."
他就是谈到便雅明的事。
That is Benjamin.
就让他死吧。
So be it.
这样的老人还有什么盼望？
What hope did he have?
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
当人生活到这样没有盼望的时候，
When we live to such an extent where we have no hope,
信仰还使人站立得住。
Faith will continue to hold us up.
你要记得，
you must remember this.
当你年老的时候，
When you are in your old age,
使你还有一线希望的就是信仰。
What gives you hope is your faith.
使你还有一些把握的就是上帝的话。
What gives you assurance is God's word.
从雅各的口里出了一句重要的话。
So from Jacob's mouth,
有全能的上帝。
May the Almighty God be with you. May the Almighty God allow you to be blessed in His presence. He didn't know what that person, who was that person was. But he knew that he would determine the destiny of his family. If that person didn't give rice, no matter how much money I have, I will go hungry.
So,我一生储蓄的财宝都没有用。
So all my savings will be of no use.
我所有的银子交给他，他不要给我粮食，我们还是要死。
If I were to give him all my money, we will still die if he doesn't give rice.
是绝对进到绝对绝望的绝对。
In an absolutely hopeless situation.
人到了这个尽头的时候，
when we come into such a state,
只有一样一线的希望。
There is only one thing we can rely on.
一个最后的力量，神啊。
The only source of power is the presence of God.
神啊，你已经这一生向我施恩。
God, you have been gracious to me.
求你借着那个人，最后继续向我施恩。
Through that person, may you continue to be gracious to me.
这些兄弟路上讲什么，你猜不出来。
So you can never guess what these brothers were talking about on their way.
这些兄弟走了以后，雅各想什么，我们猜得出来。
We can think about what Jacob was thinking of when they left.
上帝啊
，Oh God.
给便雅悯回来吧。
Benjamin, come back, please.
上帝啊
，Oh God.
软化那个不知道什么人的那个人。
May we soften the heart of that person.
那个人就是约瑟。
That person is Joseph.
完全不知道。
He didn't know.
他在命运摆布之下。
He was totally under the control of fate.
冥冥之中只求神开恩。
I want God to be gracious to me.
整个大局。
The entire situation.
不是决定在哪人手上。
It's not determined by that person.
决定在神的手中。
It's determined by God Himself.
基督徒，你记得。
So Christians, remember.
人的政权上面。
Under the power of man.
有 ，not under, above.
Above the power of man.
有上帝更高的政权。
God's authority goes above man's power.
人的宝座的上面。
And above the thrones of man.
有上帝更高的宝座。
You have God's throne above all thrones.
人的法。
And above the law of man,
有神更高的律法。
We have God's laws transcending everything else.
在人的权柄之上，
and under above the power of man,
有神更高的权柄。
We have God's power.
这就是先知之所以敢讲话的原因。
And this is why prophets were daring to speak.
昨天三更半夜我还看 H.G. Wells 的历史的书。
And last time I was reading a history book by H.G. Wells.
里面有一些话，
there were some words in the book.
提到先知的重要性。
About the importance of prophets.
Wells 本身不是一个基督徒。
Wells wasn't a Christian.
但是他是个很伟大的历史学家。
He was a very great historian.
在他对整个历史方法论的认识里面。
And his understanding of historical methodologies.
他讲过一句话是连汤恩比都没有讲过。
He said something which is very important.
Even more than Toynbee.
Even more than Toynbee.
他讲什么话呢？
What did he say?
历史的每一点。
Every point in history.
是正确。
跟上帝连在一起。
It's directly related to God.
这句话他怎么解释？我不知道。
How did he explain this verse? I don't know.
这句话在三十年前就吓死我，好在现在还没有死。
But 30 years ago, I was quite shocked by this sentence.
一个非基督的历史学家
，a non-Christian historian，
竟然从他的历史方法论中间看到一个东西。
Based on historical methodology, we see something.
历史的每一点
，every point in history，
都直接跟上帝连在一起。
Is directly linked to God.
所以这些历史学家
，so these historians，
如果没有抓到这个钥匙
，if they do not hold this key，
没有办法解释历史。
They are not able to explain history.
丘吉尔。
Churchill,
他看了这本书以后
after reading this book,
他就写信给他
he actually wrote to Wells
Wells 先生
Mr. Wells
你的书呢我没有漏掉一个字不注意看
I've never missed a single word in your book
你讲的话太过启发我
Your words are really inspiring
你把整部的历史摆在我的面前
You have actually presented the entire human history
其中得了很多的知识
And I've really received a lot of wisdom
当 Wells 论到中国的时候
When Wells was talking about China
他讲了一些话我读了
He said certain things I read
他论到以色列的时候
he talked about Israel,
特别提到先知
he talked about prophets,
先知的重要性
the importance of prophets,
超过别的国家的君王
is more important than the kings of other countries,
先知的重要性
importance of prophets,
没有一种文化所有过的元素注入在历史中间
actually injected an element in history that cannot be seen anywhere else,
先知的重要性在哪里
the importance of prophets, where is it?
神领受有权威的话语
based on God's word being received by men,
最黑暗的时候给人带来
In the period of darkness, it brings hope to mankind.
这就是圣经的特性。
This is the unique point of the Bible.
他认为耶稣、保罗都继承了先知的这种身份。
He thinks that Jesus and Paul actually took on these roles.
当然，因为他没有好好研究归正神学，所以讲的有点乱七八糟。
Because he never studied Reformed theology, therefore he was quite confused.
但他看出了。
But he could see this point here.
圣经里面的文化。
All the culture in the Bible.
这个希伯来的历史中间。
In the Hebrew history.
有一股力量是。没有一个宗教
There's a source of power not seen in other faiths
没有一个文化
No other cultures
没有一个民族里面
No other races
在历史上曾经出现
In history we saw this
就是先知的重要性
That is the importance of prophets
先知所讲的话语
Whatever the prophets spoke
领受启示所感受到的最高权威
Is based on the highest authority of God's word received by them
先知所讲的话
Whatever the prophets spoke
是真正任性领受最高权柄所托付给的能力
It is what the power given by God to them after receiving the highest authority
先知所讲的话
Whatever the prophets spoke
是超过所有学术界里面所有最伟大的人的胆量
Transcends the boldness of every other person in other fields
这些都是非基督徒对圣经重要的发现
And this is what non-Christians could discover about Christianity
对我们归正运动的人来看这个很不够
And to us reformed people that's not enough
因为我们看见了先知的准确性他预言的决定性是在历史中间告诉我们超历史的上帝正在掌管人类的权
利 Because we see from the accuracy of the prophet's words that God transcends history and he is in control
所以今天这篇的信息里面
So in this message that we read today
我重要带出来的一点是什么呢
An important point that I'm bringing out here
当你走投无路的时候
When you're at your wit's end
你要记得你曾经枉用自由
You must remember that you abused your freedom
你年轻的时候不负责任做了很多不应该做的事
When you were young you were irresponsible doing many evil things
你年老的时候处在完全被动不能再有办法控制自己
And therefore, when you are old, you are totally reactive. You are not in control of your destiny.
只有一件事支持你走到人生的最后一步。
There is only one thing that will hold you up.
那全能的神还有恩典。
That is God, the Almighty God will have grace for you.
全能的神还有施恩给你。
And the Almighty God will be gracious to you.
凭着这个祷愿。
And based on this hope that you have.
勇敢活下。
That you can continue to live on boldly.
雅各的情形就是这样。
That was the life of Jacob.
孩子们，你们去吧。
You sons, go wherever you want.
爱的孩子你也带去吧
When my most beloved son bring him
他死了就死了吧
Let him die if he were to die
我就也死了吧
And let me die also
我除了这些盼望没有盼望
Because I have no more hope
但是在这个完全绝望的时刻里面
Within his hopeless situation
雅各提出一句话
God actually Jacob
全能的上帝 使你们蒙恩。
Jacob said, May the Almighty God bless you.
眼前人的上帝改变那人的心。
May the Almighty God change the heart of that person.
使你们可以在他面前蒙恩。
So that you can be blessed in his presence.
你们带了很多银子去。
You have brought a lot of money.
你们带了乳香去。
You have brought a lot of spices.
你们带了墨药去。
All kinds of products.
你们带了这里最好的蜂蜜，最好的土产去。
You have brought the best products to him.
我完全不能保证能挽回这个大局。
But I cannot guarantee that you can salvage the situation.
但是全能的上帝。
But the Almighty God,
当他要施恩的时候，
if he wants to give grace,
在他没有不可能。
With him, nothing is impossible.
就这样把他们放去。
Therefore, he sent them.
但这些人拿着礼物。
So when these people brought the gifts,
带了加倍的银子。
And they brought money,
又带着便雅悯。
And they brought Benjamin,
起身下埃及去。
Went to Egypt.
他们站在约瑟的面前。
And they stood before Joseph.
约瑟一看见便雅悯真的跟他来了。
And Joseph saw Benjamin.
从来没有人知道。
Nobody ever knew.
因为他想弟弟心切。
Because he missed his brother very much.
几十年没有见面。
For decades he had not seen the brother.
心情的感受没有一个人懂。
No one can understand how he felt.
约瑟是世界最孤单的。
And Joseph was the most lonely person in the world.
不但他的处境没有人了解。
Not only did no one understand him.
他在埃及没有人知道他心里想什么。
In Egypt, no one really knew what he was thinking.
连现在看见兄弟心中的痛苦，自己的兄弟也不了解。
Even his brothers couldn't understand his misery as he saw them.
约瑟是世界最孤单、最孤单的。
Joseph was the loneliest person in the world.
他在一人之下，万人之上。
He was just below one man and above everyone else.
埃及王信任他。
Pharaoh actually trusted him totally.
下面的人很可能妒忌他。
And all his subordinates probably were jealous of him.
为什么整个全国的居民？你交给这个希伯来人。
Why do you actually give so much power to this Hebrew?
为什么他突然间升级到我们每一个人的头上？
Why did he rise up the ranks so quickly?
那我们跟随你几十年，做你的部下，一直没有被升到这个地步的机会。
We have followed you for so many decades, but we have never been promoted in this way.
所以有没有人想暗杀？有谁呢？
So do you think anyone wanted to assassinate him?
我不知道。
I don't know.
他们私下怎么贪恋他的职位？
How did they really covet his throne?
也没有记载。
Really don't know.
他们会不会想干掉他？
Did they want to kill him? Probably.
我不知道。
We don't know.
但是他这个时候地位高到这个地步。
But he was in such a high position.
地位越高的人。
The more high position.
心里越孤单的人。
The more high your position is, the more lonely you are.
不但有人为的孤单。
Not only are you humanly lonely.
他更有心情上连自己的家人都不能了解。
Your feelings cannot be understood by your family members.
当他用各样的办法。
He used all kinds of methods
使哥哥们再来
to bring the brothers back to him.
第一次
the first time,
把留下一个兄弟
she left behind one brother.
第二次来
the second time,
把最小弟弟带来
she brought Benjamin here.
第三次
third time,
还有爸爸还要来
even the father must come.
反正他不愿意去就不回头
he didn't want them to go and then not return.
他的心不是要卖粮食赚钱
he was not concerned about selling the rice.
他的心要找回他自己的家
he wanted to bring back his family.
我不知道你有没有跟你的兄弟从来不见面后来一见面的时候那种大哭的情
形 I don't know whether you have been separated from your brother and then be reunited and then you cry together.
我1949年
1949,
离开中国
I left China,
坐了船一个晚上
and by ship,
到了香港
overnight went to Hong Kong,
就跟我的大哥见面
and then met my brother.
以后第二天
on the second day,
送我们上船
he actually sent us away,
就将整个几个兄弟就到印尼去
and a few brothers went to Indonesia
1949年
in 1949
当我第二次见我大哥在香港
when I saw my brother for the second time in Hong Kong
那是1970年
it was 1970 that I saw him
21年没有见
for 21 years we didn't see each other
离开的时候
when we left
我只九岁半
I was only 9 and a half
还在流鼻涕的小孩
I was still having a running nose
当我回去的时候
when I went back
我已经30岁开扎布道会
I was already 30 years old having gospel rallies
看见我莫名其妙这么大
and he was quite surprised to see me
我看见他莫名其妙这么老了
I saw him more you're so old now
所以那个20多年没有见面
For 20 over years we didn't see each other
那种感情很难表达
Very hard to describe those feelings
所以我讲到一天讲4-5次
I was preaching 4 to 5 times a day
在香港26天讲65次你想想看
In Hong Kong over 26 days I preached for 65 times
累到什么地步
So exhausted
但是他呢不管你累不累这么久没有见面就是拉住你讲道讲话讲到两点
No matter how tired I was he would just talk with me up to 2 a.m.
所以我10点讲完了聚会
After 10 p.m. my last gathering
过海坐车到家里已经11点了
And I came back home was already 11 p.m.
好现在我们来讲家事
Now let's talk about our family
坐在这里
Now sit here
跟你谈
talk with you
谈到我眼皮越来越长了
Until I'm really so tired
还有很多事情你不知道 我再讲给你听。
Still more things I want to say.
我眼皮越来越长了。
I was really so tired.
最后他讲什么？讲中文，我听成英文。
Eventually, I really couldn't understand what he said.
他讲过去的事，我以为未来的事。
I thought he was talking about the future. I was just responding in a very confused way.
每天就是这样。
Every day this was what
I did. 那么到了两点去睡觉。
At 2 a.m. I will go to sleep.
像死猪一样。
Just like a dead pig.
明天一早再去讲道。
Next morning, I will have to preach.
想到晚上十点。
Up till 10 p.m.
又在拖你讲道。
Then he will do the same thing again.
这个叫做许久没有见面。
This is just like being reunited.
我后来看他那边好像刚刚见，又在见。现在每秒钟都在见。
Now, every second I was seeing him.
我非常莫名其妙。
I was so confused.
有一天没有讲到。
And there was one day I wasn't preaching.
我已经订了一辆车。
I've actually booked a car, he said.
带你巡香港，到沙田，到新界看看整个香港，因为你几十年没有来了。
I'll bring you all over Hong Kong because you haven't been here for decades.
我哪里会看呢？
I wouldn't enjoy it.
车上我就睡。
I was just sleeping in the car.
就睡就是。
Sleeping in the car all the way.
他说你真是没有良心。
And then he said, "How can you do that to me?"
你知道香港租一部车多少钱
？You know how much it costs to hire a car?
我这样好心带你看香港。
I'm so good to you.
你一直闭眼睛。
And you just slept all the way.
你怎么对得起
？How can you do this to your brother?
到今天还莫名其妙。
I'm still confused till today.
因为人是人啊。
Because we are humans after all.
人很软弱。
We are weak.
那但是你看哥哥。见到弟弟这么高兴
you see how happy a brother will be when they are reunited.
更牺牲
了 they are willing to sacrifice themselves.
租一部车在香港
to hire a car in Hong Kong.
整天跑
for the whole day.
花多少钱
so much money.
可能花去某一些的一个月的薪水
maybe someone's one month salary.
他想几十年没有见
but he would think, oh, it's worth it.
这样好好带弟弟
I must treat my brother well.
他说你怎么搞的
How can you do that?
30岁一直
You're only 30 years old. Keep sleeping.
比你大这么多，这么有精神。
I'm so much older than you. I'm so much stronger.
你不健康。
You're not healthy. He said.
我心里想，如果你讲到这么多，可能你也不健康。
I was thinking you would be far worse if you were preaching like me.
弟弟对哥哥要有礼貌，所以不敢讲。
Then I must be courteous to my elder brother.
要说对不起。
I said, Oh, sorry.
对不起，对，一面讲一面打瞌睡。
Now I keep falling asleep as I said this.
所以我不知道哈。
So I don't know.
要是见便雅悯的时候。
When Joseph met Benjamin,
哇，这么大了！
Oh, such a big child now, such a big man.
离开的时候你是幼稚园呢。
You used to be in kindergarten when I left you.
呼吸都出来。
Now you have your beard.
哇，这么壮，这么大。
Such a strong man now.
在所有兄弟中间，你最英俊，因为最年轻。
You are the most handsome one among all the brothers.
刘根西里面，犹大、利未、但亚瑟、加德这些四个哥哥都老了。
All the 10 brothers are too old.
他们有什么可爱？
They are not lovable.
最小弟弟最可爱。
Youngest brother is most lovable.
还是一个青年人。
Still a young man.
现在见面。其实我想最少卞良平已经40岁
I think he was at least 40 years old
因为他第二次回去把孩子都带来的时候带十个孩子来
when the 10 sons were brought to them
以色列家搬到埃及的有70多人
when they moved to Egypt there were 70 over people
其中他的弟弟只有十个孩子
and his brother only had 10 sons
这个又是自己在埃及呢，只有生两个孩子。
And Joseph himself only had two sons in Egypt.
这个见面礼多么快乐
！So you see, this was a happy reunion.
圣经怎么讲
？What does the Bible say?
又是见便雅悯与他们一同来。
And Joseph saw Benjamin with them.
就对家宰说
，And then said to the steward,
把这些人领到屋子外面去。
Bring them outside the house.
然后。把他带到我的屋子里面去
and bring them to my house.
然后你宰杀这些动物
and then kill the best animals
预备大宴席
to prepare a feast for them.
今天中午
and for this afternoon
我要回来跟他们一同吃饭
I want to have a feast with them.
所以他的仆人就去做了
and then his servant did this
最好的牛
brought the best calf the best lamb
宰杀了
and slaughtered the
lambs 最好的肉煮好了有就要快快做，因为12点的时候要吃饭。
And they had to have a meal at 12 o'clock.
所以表示那一天呢，又是做宰相，只有上班半天。
And this means that Joseph only worked half a day that day.
因为中午回来吃饭。
Because at 12 noon he would come for lunch.
可能吃饭再上班另外下半天。
Or、probably he will go back to work after that.
我不知道。
I don't know.
所以表示又是很尽责任的。
Means Joseph was very responsible.
他升任要职。
Being a very important person.
所以他只用中午的时间来吃饭。
He only used the noon time to have lunch.
夫人一个神学院的教授跟我很好，叫做 Dr. Edwin Orr 已经离开世界。
Fuller, there is a theological lecturer who is very on
professor.
Good terms, professor on good terms with me.
他有七个博士。
He has 7 PhDs.
他比如说 Stephen.
He said Stephen.
When I'm in office.
当我在办公室的时候。
I never want my family to phone me.
我不要我家人打电话给我。
我在办公室的时候。
When I'm in the office.
我的太太不可以打电话。
My wife cannot call me.
要等到中午吃饭的时候。
Only at noon time, lunch time.
他才可以打电话。
And she can call me.
那他 下午散我的工作结束的时候
，and when my work ends，
到几点他才可以打电话来
？Only at that time she can call me。
对对，公务是公务
，because my work is my work。
家事是家事
，my family matters should be separated。
不可混为一谈
，cannot confuse these two things together。
不久以后呢
？And not long after that，
他的太太又对我讲一句话
，and his wife said to me，
他说我在这个中国布道会 office 办公的时候
，I'm working in the Chinese office。
办公时间我绝对不打电话
，and when I do not make any calls in my office hours。
我在办公时间以外打电话。